Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure, as always, to welcome back one of Conducting Conversations' favorite guests, Kathleen Curran Monroe is here. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you, Mike. It's always so much fun to be here, and we love to chat, and we have a lot of stories to tell, and so thank you for inviting me.
It's always great to have you. We're going to find out everything we want to know about the Westminster Youth String Ensemble. I almost said Westminster String Youth Ensemble. I guess either way would be kind of correct.
Yes. In fact, we call it WYSE. W-Y-S-E. WYSE is less wordy and sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's a cool nickname, WYSE. All right. And we're talking about a concert that's coming up in 2 weeks. It's going to be at the Westerly Armory, the spring concert on Sunday, May 5th at 3 o'clock. On Railroad Avenue in beautiful downtown Westerly. And this is a long-standing tradition. I know you've been with me on Conducting Conversations for many years. This is how many years now for the Westminster String?
The Westminster Youth String Ensemble I've had for 10 years that we have been in existence. And then I've been doing the String Ensemble. I used to direct the Musica Dolce Youth String Ensemble since 1995. So it's over 30 years I've been doing this.
Wow. All right. So the concert that's going to take place at the Westerly Armory, that's been your home for a while now.
Yes. We love the Armory. It has a lot of it's a very interesting place. The kids love it. Lots of mannequins and military outfits and brides on the staircase. It's a very interesting place. The acoustics are great, and the people at the Armory are very nice to us, so we really enjoy using that space.
Okay, and the ensemble itself is made up of how many students, more
or less? We have close to 50 children.
50, 5-0.
5-0.
Wow.
Ages, I would say 8 to 18, probably. We have, if a child is really a great musician at the age of 6, we will take them also. But okay. We have, lots of kids, and we're growing.
And that's a good thing. It means that everybody's having a good time, right?
Yes.
Keep the fun in music. That's a good thing to do. Tell us about the concert. What kind of music are we going to hear?
We're going to be playing some popular favorites. We're going to be playing some Elgar music. We have a Percy Grainger suite, which includes the famous Danny Boy. And the Danny Boy section of the piece is a cello solo. And it's a difficult cello part. We have 12 cellists in that particular group, and we're shifting in different positions. And so we've been working really hard on Danny Boy. And that's my favorite, I would say, because I'm a cellist. So that piece in particular, the Grainger Suite, is going to be my favorite piece.
Okay. We're going to get to hear some of the music today that was performed by the group, right, in the past. And some of it, does any of it relate to the upcoming concert?
Yes. Oh, there's a Slavonic dance by Dvorak, which we're going to perform. There's a piece, the chamber players. We have a chamber players part of the ensemble. It's the chamber players. It's a more elite group. And we're playing a piece, Canarios, by Gaspar Sanz. And it's the meter changes from 6-8 to 3-4. And it's a very peppy piece, and the children are working hard on staying in rhythm, and that's a beautiful piece. We've played that in the past, too, and that's going to be part of our concert on May 5th.
Excellent. All right. And now, how can people get tickets if they want to attend? Because they should get them in advance, because you've been sold out in the past.
We have, but you know what? We'll find room for you. You come right to the door, and we will let you in. And at the Christmas concert, the holiday concert, we had over 300 people there. And it seems like we always have enough room. If we don't, we will we will figure it out. But we'd love you to come. Just come to the door. You can call me and I'll reserve a ticket for you. But we, in generally, we don't have tickets. We just let people come to the door and come in. And children are free.
Children are free.
Children are free.
But the adult tickets are $100.
$10 for adults.
$10.
Yeah, we've never raised our fees. We do ask that you bring a non-perishable food item, because the Johnny Cake Center is always needing food. And especially at this time, a lot of people are struggling to make ends meet. And so we would really appreciate that if you could bring a non-perishable food item.
All right, great. Let's listen to a piece of music and get ourselves in the mood. What do you have first?
The first piece is Monumentous. It's by Brian Balmages, and it's a multi-level piece. We have very, very elementary parts. We have medium parts and more advanced parts. It's kind of for a school system that has elementary, middle, and high school players, and it's to put everyone together. So it's a multi-level piece, Monumentous.
Thank you.
Obviously, that was recorded live. You could hear the applause at the end. So is everything we're going to hear today live recordings?
Yes.
Okay, so no studio trickery here. This is
no trickery.
You get what you hear.
Yes.
All right. What do you have next?
The next is Dynamic Forces by Katie O'Hara Labrie. It has something to do with dynamics, louds and softs in music. And it is a very forceful piece, too, so hence Dynamic Forces.
There we go. Kathleen, we have time for one more piece before we take our first break. What will that one be?
The next piece is Rainbow Connection by Paul Williams and Kenneth Asher. And when we performed this, it warmed everyone's hearts. And the parents really connected to this piece. So Rainbow Connection.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Westminster Youth String Ensemble is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Kathleen Karim Monroe, who is the founder and director and all-around person for the organization. What is your exact title? Do you call yourself music director or artistic director?
I just call myself director.
Just director?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That gets the message across.
Yes.
And you have about 50 students that you have in your ensemble that we talked about in the first segment, and they come from various areas. They don't all come from Westerly, right?
No. No, we have children that come from Jamestown.
Really?
Yes. We have children that come from Connecticut and Rhode Island, Mystic, Groton.
Wow.
Jamestown, North Kingstown.
Mm-hmm. All right. So
we have a lot of fun. I don't think they'd come if it wasn't fun.
That's right.
Actually, I wouldn't even be doing it if it wasn't fun.
That's right. You got to have fun. You might as well be having fun if you're going to do it.
Yes.
Concert this spring is going to be on Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock on May 5th, 2 weeks from now. So, and that's going to be at the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue. So check that out. And we've been listening to music that the group has performed before. And all your concerts, you record them for posterity, right?
Yes, we make CDs. Children can purchase the CDs, and we have all of the CDs available. So, we have wonderful people that record it.
They can be listening to themselves whenever they want that way.
Yes.
All right. Great. All right. Well, let's get back to the music. Tell us about this next piece.
The next piece is Canon in B Muse, and it's by Cheryl J. Atwell. This is performed by the Chamber Players, the more advanced group that is part of WISE also. And it's a very difficult piece. It's kind of like the Pachelbel Canon, but has a little different twist to it, but it's very enjoyable. It was very enjoyable to rehearse, actually, too.
Thank you.
right, we'll keep rolling along with the music and go to another piece. What do you have?
This is the Vivace from the Concerto for Two Violins in D Minor by Bach. And our soloists are our mentors, John Castori, violin, and Maeve Lamousse, violin.
And both of them are not students.
They're not students, and they're playing with the chamber players who are students.
Okay, so this is a little mix we're going to hear. Okay.
Thank you.
Kathleen, while that last piece was playing, you mentioned that there are a few adults sprinkled in here and there to help you out.
Yes. So our holiday concert, we invite professional musicians that are available to play and community members, string players and wind players from the community, the Westerly Band. We had in our December concert, we also had the Central Baptist Church Choir that performed the Candlelight, John Rutter's Candlelight Carol with us. So it's a community event, so much love in the room. And that particular Bach double violin concerto, we did have some elite players, several of them playing with the chamber players.
That's going to be a lot of fun for the kids to know that right beside them is someone that's already made it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, and they can aspire to great things.
All right, let's get another piece in before we take a break.
The next piece is a Beethoven lullaby. It's an air on Ode to Joy by Beethoven and arranged by Brian Balmages. A really beautiful piece that speaks to me, and I try to have the kids play it whenever we get a chance.
We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more. Westminster Youth String Ensemble, subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Kathleen Karen Monroe, who is the director of the group and founder of the group, and they're going to be putting on their spring concert this 2 weeks from now, Sunday, May 5th at 3 o'clock at the Westerly Armory, 41 Railroad Avenue in beautiful downtown Westerly, not too far from the Honeydew Donuts.
No, you're absolutely right.
See how I know these things?
And yes.
Kind of halfway between the Honeydew and the railroad station.
Yes.
All right, there we go.
And the Westerly Artist Cooperative.
That, well, see? All of those things in beautiful downtown Westerly. Kathleen, we've listened to a lot of music. We have three more pieces to go. So without delay, let's get to this next piece. This is track number 10 that you wanted to play for us.
This is the Cavatina by Antonín Dvořák. It has a wonderful piano solo, and you'll hear it right in the midst of all the music. It's absolutely beautiful. So Cavatina is the title.
Kathleen, I know we've been talking about this upcoming concert on May 5th, but the ensemble does lots of other things. Tell us about what's happening this summer.
Well, this is our 14th year for the Westminster Summer Strings Academy, which is held at my home, 64 Westminster Street in Westerly. I have a beautiful carriage house in the backyard, and we've set up a tent. We have a big draw, especially for the young boys, is cornhole. We play music. We have arts and crafts. On Friday of that week, it's going to be the week of July...
Something.
Second week of July, the week after July 4th.
Okay.
That following week. And on that Friday, we have a concert, which anyone can come to. It's kind of like Tanglewood, but my husband calls it Tangleweed. And we have many people that come. I can accommodate 20 young musicians, and I have some helpers, young students that help me. You can be up to 14 years of age. It is so much fun. We have snack every day, and then we have lunch. We go home. It's from 9:30 to 12:30. The time is limited because I want the children to still love one another by the end of the week.
And focus on
and
what focus, the time
and,
is
and
there.
It's not too hot in the morning. In the afternoon, it gets a little bit warm.
Right.
So it's wonderful. 14th year this year. And if you're interested in having your child come, please let me know immediately because I can only accommodate 20 children.
And you can email westminsterstring@gmail.com, right?
It's strings with an S at the end. westminsterstrings.com.
Okay.
.org, actually.
And if they want to do it the old fashioned way and call you,
they can call me 401-596-5225.
Operators are standing by.
Standing by.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And so then I also want to mention that for 6 weeks in July through August, we have a summer ensemble, which meets at the Westerly Armory. It meets from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for 6 weeks, and those students get to perform on a Sunday in August for the Green Show before Shakespeare in the Park in Wilcox Park. So that is a new ensemble. I think this is the third year we've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So this way we can connect all summer for students that want to. And also there are some students that are not able to be with us during the school year that can opt to play with us in the summer. So it works out well. And some of them actually continue in the fall, but at least we get to see them in the summer if they're not able to come during the school year.
All right, and all that information is on the website. So if you go to westminsterstrings.org, you can see the website, see all that information there, and a picture of Kathleen. If you print the picture of Kathleen, you can bring it to one of the events, and she'll autograph it for you.
Yes, I have a Sharpie for that purpose.
No charge.
No charge.
Okay. All right, let's get back to the music. We have two more pieces to play before we go. What's this next one? Track number 13.
The next piece is the Slavonic Dance by Antonín Dvořák.
Thank you.
Kathleen, along with those summer programs, you also do other things throughout the year, correct?
Yes, we have a program that I have named the Community Outreach Program, where I bring young musicians into nursing homes. I perform myself with my cello, and I bring my golden retriever, Sam, to the Elms and the Chestnut Cottage and the Carriage House at the Elms. And now I have decided to bring young people because older folks love young children, and it's really nice for the young people to know that they can make a difference in someone's life also.
Excellent. Kathleen, thanks so much for coming in. As usual, you brought a lot of great music and some interesting things, and I wish you the best on this concert coming up on May 5th.
Thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. What's this last piece of music we have?
The last piece is Canarios from Suite Española by Gaspar Sanz. This is by the Chamber Players, Westminster Strings Chamber Players, and it's a lovely piece, very peppy. The meter changes are very interesting, and we enjoyed working on this piece and hope you enjoy it also.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, and then we'll see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.